will House Speaker Paul Ryan be leaving Congress? That's the speculation swirling around in Washington. Politico and a few other media outlets, including NPR, are reporting that they've learned Ryan is planning to step down, and in the not-too-distant future. The longtime Wisconsin congressman says that there's no truth to the rumors. However, some observers say they wouldn't be surprised if Ryan is indeed contemplating the move. WUWM's Annalise Henzel asked Christopher Murray what he thinks. Murray is with Marquette's Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington.
With the impending passage of the tax reform bill, which has always been his kind of signature legislative goal, I guess I can see why these kind of statements or musings might be out there, coupled with the fact that his job of running the Republican membership in the House is not easy, to say the least, that you can maybe understand why there's some thinking about this. But I guess I haven't seen anything that suggests what would be next for him. And so I guess a lot of it reads like trying to read tea leaves, but without anything really substantive underneath at this point.
Had you heard inklings about him possibly leaving before, or is this a new thing?
I mean, when he took the speakership, he had talked about how he did not want it. He did not have any ambitions for it, that he was kind of taking it reluctantly and with some conditions, but never, you know, going beyond that, saying, okay, then, you know, at a certain date, I'm going to leave. And when I do, I'm going to leave the House altogether.
Would House Republicans be sad to see Paul Ryan go, or are they generally pleased with him despite the challenges that he has faced on the job?
Well, in some ways, that may be a moot question because they may not be the majority after next year's election. And so, you know, pining for a different speaker might be irrelevant because they may not be in control of that process. So that would be the first thing I would say is we don't know that he, even if he were to decide to stay, would be in position to be speaker. But even if you were to assume a Republican majority, it would probably be smaller than the one they have now, which makes the job even more difficult. And, you know, one of the reasons I think he became speaker in the first place is he was the person that was most acceptable to the most different groups of House Republicans. And there doesn't seem to be somebody who fits that bill right now. It's one thing to say, you know, if you're, say, the Freedom Caucus, that, you know, we're not happy with everything that he's doing, but they don't really have another option at this point, as do any of these other groups in the House Republican membership. So it would really be a scramble, I think, to find somebody to replace him that would have credibility across different factions, or at least a degree of credibility. I mean, nobody that they would choose would be perfect to everybody.
Even before Paul Ryan ran for vice president, there was talk about him running for president at some point. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are about whether he is interested in making that bid. And if so, would it make more sense for him to stick around in the House as long as possible or to establish a track record elsewhere?
It's normally assumed that presidents come from, you know, the Senate or from governor's offices, and that there's that kind of trajectory that you take to get to that office. And now maybe that is no longer the case. But one of the things that he won't be able to kind of get away from, even if it is going into another phase of life, you know, the private sector, is all of the political positions that he's taken over these 20 years. I mean, those are not going to go away. And so to the extent that those are unpopular in certain circles, he's not going to be able to, you know, wish those away if, you know, 5-10 years from now he were to get back into politics.
Christopher Murray is a lecturer at Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington, D.C. He spoke with WUWM's Annalise Henzel. 27 degrees now in Milwaukee. It feels like 15. The forecast in 10 minutes. Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington.